Penguin Random House Audio presents The Incendiaries by R.O. Kwan. Read for you by Kong Sim. At the bottom of everything, there is the Hallelujah. Clarice Lispector, Agua Viva. 1. Will. They'd have gathered on a rooftop in Knoxhurst to watch the explosion. Platt Hall, I think, 11 floors up. I know his ego, and he'd have picked the tallest point he could. So often, I've imagined how they felt, waiting. With 6 minutes left, the slant light of dusk reddened the high old spires of the college, the level gables of its surrounding town. They poured festive wine into big-bellied glasses. Hands shaking, they laughed. She would sit apart from this reveling group, cross-legged on the roof's west ledge. 3 minutes to go. 2, 1. The Phipps building fell. Smoke plumed. The breath of God. Silence followed. Then the group's shouts of triumph. Wine glasses clashed together, flashing martial light. He sang the first bars of the Jeja Psalm. Others soon joined in. Carillon bells chimed. Distant birds blowing white, strewn like dandelion tufts, an outsize wish. It must have been then that John Leal came to her side. In his bare feet, he closed his arm around her shoulders. She flinched, looking up at him. I can imagine how he'd have tightened his hold, telling her she'd done well, though before long it would be time to act again, to do a little more. But this is where I start having trouble.